Well, good morning. Good morning, everybody. How is everybody this morning? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the FNET Top Level Monday Motivational Call. Get up. Everybody, get up. Get up. Everybody, get up. So y'all know what I got to do. I got to do my song. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. Ooh. Now, Charles is over here laughing at me. I just want y'all to know that. Good morning. Where are all my top levelers? Top levelers, are you on the call? I hope that you are on this call with us today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We call this the Top Level Monday Motivational Call because we have spoken it out into the atmosphere that we are going to the top, top, top in 2014. Now, we only got a few more months left, but I believe that we still have time to go to the top. I am speaking out a total and complete restoration, uncommon favor, and double blessings over my life and over your life as well. Everything lost will be restored, 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 and recouped, and reinstated, and recovered by the end of this year. Do y'all believe that with me? I am fired up this morning. Can y'all tell? Do y'all believe that with me? I just believe that lost relationships, lost years, lost money, lost business, lost contracts, anything and everything that has been lost in our lives will be recovered. I believe it. I receive it. And so it is spoken. It is so. Words have power. Words have power. You got to remember that. Speak this out. I'm telling you, it works. I want you to touch your phones. Come on, everybody. Touch your phones with me and speak out this sentence. Are y'all ready? Touch the phones and say, I believe that I am restored in Jesus' name. Speak it out. I believe I am restored in Jesus' name. If you spoke that sentence, that little sentence out, I believe that the atmosphere has now started to move and shift things into your favor. So it is spoken. It is. It is. It is so. I am Teresa Royale Brown, President of Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, FNET, and on behalf of my awesome husband, Charles, and myself, we just want to thank you for joining us on this call today. We just never want to take it for granted. We know we're all extremely busy, but we don't want to take it for granted that you jumped on this call to hang out with us for a little bit of motivation and inspiration to get you fired up, jump started, and ready to face the rest of this week. Because it's a grind, guys. As entrepreneurs and even professionals, it's a grind. Sometimes it's hard to get up on Monday mornings and get started and ready and focused. So this call is meant to help you do just that. And Charles and I, we are honoring our commitment. We made a commitment to you guys in January of this year, and we have been following through on that commitment. We do these calls to jumpstart you, to inspire you, to motivate you, and give you some substance to stay on track and move forward in your business and also in your professional lives. And I know some of you on the call don't have a business, we know, but we are praying that your business is going to come forth this year. So it is spoken. It is so. I am so fired up today, and I know Charles is looking at me like, what is wrong with her? I am so excited and fired up, and each Monday I try to do a quick recap of the weekend just to kind of let you guys know some of the things that happened. And actually, believe it or not, I really didn't have anything to report, but unexpectedly, I got a ticket to the Oprah, the Life You Want weekend. And I got that ticket very unexpectedly. I got a call early on Saturday morning, like around 7 in the morning on Saturday. Teresa, I got a ticket for you, and I want you to come be with my group in a suite. So not only did I get a ticket, but I was in a suite. You don't tell me God is not good, okay? Because I hadn't planned to go. Some of you know I actually was up close and personal with Oprah. Earlier this year, I went to a function, and there was only about 100 people there, and I was able to almost reach out and touch her. I didn't get a chance to actually talk to her because it wasn't that type of function, but I was able to sit almost at her feet. So I said, well, I don't need to go to the Oprah It's Your Life event, and I saw the notifications all year, and I said, oh, I'm not going. So I guess I shouldn't say unfortunately. I guess fortunately, God said, not so. You are going to the Oprah It's Your Life, the Life You Want weekend. So I was able to attend, and my whole weekend got rearranged. It got readjusted. It got repositioned. And so I was able to rearrange some stuff to go. But in everything, I see lessons. There are lessons in everything that happens in your life. So I took from that was God's way of making me a little bit more flexible so I could go with the flow of things a little bit more. Because sometimes I can be a little rigid as an event planner. I can be a little regimented. I like to do things a certain way. But my life got a little turned upside down on Saturday so I could make it happen, and I was able to go. And I made some phenomenal connections, and I even reconnected with someone that had been on my mind all month long. And so I just believe that maybe that might have been the reason I was supposed to be there. Something else happened that I won't go into, but it gave me such chills because I wasn't even supposed to be there. At least I didn't think I was. So something else happened, which I will not speak on right now, but I might have an update on that later. But God is truly good, and you never know why things happen. So I just appreciate Lady T.C. Cooper for thinking about me and gifting me that ticket this weekend. It was a phenomenal, phenomenal weekend. Oprah is amazing. I don't even have to go into it. I'm sure all of you saw the posts on the feed and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. I've seen all the stuff. So I won't go into all that was shared, but it was an experience that I'm glad that I was able to be a part of. I'll share more about that event later in the month, and also for the rest of the year I might be quoting some of the things that I heard, but I won't get into it today. I will quote one thing today, and I'll quote it a little bit later when we do our affirmation. But again, I just want to say thank you to T.C. Cooper. It was awesome. But for now, guess who's back? Guess who is back, y'all? He is back with me one more time, and I just would like to introduce to some and present to others my amazing husband.
Don't call it a comeback. I am Charles L. Brown, Jr., Vice President, Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, EBNET. And once again, we'd like to welcome everybody on the call today. Wonderful, beautiful day outside. Sun is shining. It's a little bit cooler. I think it's a little bit more comfortable. Not too hot, not too cold. And we just want to thank everyone once again just for being on the call with us this morning. You all could be anywhere doing anything you want to this morning. And especially for entrepreneurs, if you choose to, you could have even slept in. But you made a conscious decision to be on the call with us this morning, get just a little bit of motivation, stirring up your gift this morning, getting ready to conquer the rest of the weekend. And we are right here to do that with you. So before we get too far into the call, we are going to open up the call the same way we open up each and every experience and event and call, and that is with a word of prayer. So if you're on the call with us right now, definitely bow and have a word of prayer with us. If you are driving right now, definitely keep your eyes open. If you are at work and you're bowing, don't let them see you and think you're sleeping on the job. But we are going to get started. Father in heaven, we just come to you right now giving you thanks. We just thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity and time to just come together and fellowship and hopefully speak a word that will bless someone's life this morning. We just lift up everyone on the call to you right now. Touch each and every situation, each and every family, each and every business, the finances, wherever anyone stands in need right now. We all touch and agree that that need is already taken care of. The blessing is already on the way, and we count it done. These things we lift up to you in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen Amen and amen.
Amen.
And as we get started, we do have a few new people on the call today, and the call is just growing and growing and growing. And a lot of times when we have new people on the call or at an experience or event, the question becomes, who is EPNET and what do we do?
Well, who is EPNET? Who is EPNET?
Who in the world is EPNET?
EPNET is a business building organization, and we specialize in bringing businesses together by building relationships. Now, what do I mean by that? Relationships, guys, that is the key to business. You must build relationships. Just like I told you guys, I got that ticket gifted to me this weekend. That was because I have built a relationship. I've known TC for many, many years, And I've cultivated that relationship over the years. She's actually a friend. So when we say build relationships, I'm not just talking about just building business stuff. It's about building friendships. And a lot of you on the call today, a lot of you who I've known for a long time, we do business together, but we're friends. And that's what it's all about. People do business with people that they know, they like, and they trust. And wouldn't that be a friend? You know? So you've got to build those relationships and make sure that you are cultivating them. Not only just go to networking events, which is what we do. We host networking events. But when we do these events, we want people to actually sit down, have conversations with people, and build the relationship. Don't just run around the room passing out cards and my name is this, my name is that. No, that is not who you are. That's why when we start the call, what do I say? I am. I am. Because that is who I am. I am Teresa Royal Brand. And you are who you are. So when you are meeting people, you can say who you are. Like, hey, I'm Tina Harmon. You say your name. And then you actually find out more about the other person. You find out, hey, I'm Tina, I do this and this, but who are you? They tell you who they are. Well, tell me more about what you got going on. I'm telling you, I have met some of the most amazing people, not by talking, but by listening. That is my key to successful business building. You must listen. It's not about you, and I tell that to people all the time. It's about that other person. How can you sow into their lives? How can you help them? That's what it's all about. So when we have these experiences, as we call them, we get people together in a room, not just to build business, but to build those relationships. And we do this by having these networking events, and we have seminars, and we have workshops and retreats, and we sum it all up with our amazing, our phenomenal, our fantastic Legacy Awards Ball. And this is where we honor 12 to 14 entrepreneurs and professionals who are leaving a living legacy. And we're in our ninth year, and we are just so blessed that we have just met so many awesome people over the years. And we hope that if you have not come to an EPNET experience, that you come on through, come on by, and come build your business and your bottom line and build those relationships with us.
Mm-hmm. You are absolutely right. Now, as I'm thinking about you talking about those relationships, and I'm just getting this picture of over the years we've had networking events and done business with people we've just met, people we've built the relationships with, and then at the same time, there's those situations wherein we've had need of someone. When a family member may have gotten sick, and lo and behold, that, you know, one of our networkers actually shows up at the hospital or shows up at the house. What can we do for you? What can we help you with? And Teresa and I have actually done the same thing, show up at the hospital, at the house. How can we help you? So it's more than just the business part, but definitely about the relationship.
Absolutely.
And as Teresa mentioned earlier, these calls in particular, we do these calls to help uplift, motivate, and inspire entrepreneurs, because oftentimes many of us, and I've been there, who work for ourselves, we work from home, or we're just really going for that grind in our business, really feel like, you know what, I'm doing this by myself, it's overwhelming, I'm not where I thought I would be, I'm not doing what I thought I would be doing, and a lot of times it can feel overwhelming, but just to know that there are people right there in your corner, right there to support you, right there that you can reach out and call, it is often uplifting in itself, just to know, you know what, I'm not doing this by myself. And myself, I do my business part-time and work a full-time job. Teresa does hers full-time. So we actually live your life and know exactly what you're going through.
Absolutely, absolutely. But once again, make sure that you, if you haven't been through an FNET experience, that you come on by, come through, build some relationships, and grow your bottom line. Now, today, y'all know what time it is, but today, before we start our affirmation, I want to tell you guys something. I said I was going to quote something from the Oprah, The Life You Want Weekend, and it was so poignant, and this really flows into our affirmation. So wherever you are, make sure that you start to begin standing up, because I was just so taken aback when I heard Ayanla Van Zant say these words. And if you get a chance, I want you to write this down, because this was such a testament to us saying this affirmation each and every day. So you really should say it every day, but I know we do it every Monday, but you should say it every day. But Ayanla said, "What you tell yourself is what you become. What you tell yourself is what you become. And whatever follows the words, I am." This is deep. "Whatever follows the words, I am, will come looking for you." Did y'all catch that? That is so deep. It made me stop in my tracks, and I turned all the way around because I was in the suite and I was eating some chips. They have food for us, y'all. But I was eating some chips, and she said those words. It made me turn all the way around, and I walked towards the glass, and I was like, oh, my God, that is what we teach. So when you say I am, it's going to come looking for you. Do y'all believe that? That's deep right there. So today, we have decided that we're going to add another affirmation statement, because this is something that we haven't been saying, and we're going to add one more affirmation statement to our affirmation. So I want you guys to be prepared to start speaking that additional statement out every day as well. So in the meantime, come on, guys, let's stand it on up, because y'all see I'm a little fired up today. Every time I go to stuff and conferences and workshops, I always come back. I'm extremely fired up. But that one sentence made that whole weekend for me. I mean, so many other things that were shared and said and done. But when she said, when you say the words, I am, whatever comes after that is going to come looking for you. That's deep. Be very careful. Words have so much power, you don't even realize it. It's amazing. So let me see who's on the call today. Let me shout out a few folks on the call. Taffy Wagner is on the call.
She's on the call.
Taffy. Hey, Miss Taffy. I haven't seen Taffy in a while. I know she's been on the call. But Taffy, haven't shouted you out. Thanks for being on the call, lady. Lady Taffy is on the call. Doug Barman. Woohoo! Doug Barman is on the call.
Brother Doug.
Doug, good to see you. We got some folks on the call that they have probably been sneaking on the call, and I just haven't had a chance to shout them out. Good to see you guys. Everybody, wherever you are, please stand up. Lady Tina Harmon is on the call.
Sister Tina.
My Ladybug. Ladybug Tina Harmon. I'm so glad you're on the call today, sweetie pie. Victoria Cooper, all the way from Florida.
Orlando's
in the house. We missed you a couple weeks, Lady Victoria. Glad to see you back on the call with
us. We're on our way down there soon.
Exactly. Lady Victoria, we are on our way down there, so I will be in contacting you, too. Natasha Pierre.
Speaking of Florida,
all the way from Tampa. What's all my Florida people in the house?
What?
What are they doing on the call today? Good to see you, Lady Natasha. Melanie in Byers is on the call.
Still inspired already.
Woohoo! Melanie Inspires, you are such an inspiration. I love her. I love Melanie Inspires. And if you guys missed Melanie Inspires' call, she was one of our guests a few weeks back. Make sure you check out the replay, because she was phenomenal. Melanie Inspired. Okay, guys, everybody stand up wherever you are. Come on, I need y'all standing up. Stand it up. Stand it up.
Absolutely no excuses unless you're at work.
There is no excuse. Well, I see Tia Tenacious going to call. Hey, Tia. Tia is at work, so she can only shake her leg. So, so Lady Tia, we see you on the call. Thanks for being on. I cannot shout everybody out. There's so many folks on the call, but I'm going to try to get through a few more. Rosetta Thompson.
Not Thompson.
Lady Rosetta Thompson. Woohoo! She's on the call with us today. So good to see you. Zafara Fitz, I see you made it on the call, lady. Lady Zafara said, I'm going to get on the call. I'm going to get on the call. And she's on the call once again with us. Everybody, please stand up. We want you to really speak this affirmation out today. Speak it like you mean it. Speak it like you feel it in your bones. And I am so excited to add this extra affirmation statement. And this is something we have not ever done. And, you know, we need to start saying this. And I think this extra statement is really going to help us get to that top level that we're talking about. Karen Johnson Gilliam, I see you snuck on the call, lady. How are you doing? Thanks for being on the call with us today. Yolanda Everett Wilson. Woohoo! Lady Yolanda. Lady Yolanda, good to see you. And, of course, Lady Tanisha Taylor. She's always on the call. Lady Tanisha. Woohoo! Again, I can't shout everybody out, but I am so appreciative to you guys being on the call. We're going to jump into our affirmation. Let me see. Are you ready, honey?
I'm ready.
All right. Speak it out.
Loud and clear, like you know your business is going to blow up this week.
It's going to blow up.
We're going to touch and agree that it is.
All right.
I am
an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur. I am
dynamic.
Dynamic. I am
courageous.
Courageous. I am
outstanding.
Outstanding. I am
amazing.
Amazing.
All right. Now, Doug Barman, you ain't been on a call in a while. At least I don't. You may have been. I just might not have known. Doug, I need you to make sure that you are speaking out that you are amazing. I need you to say it loud and proud that you are amazing. Lady Tina, did you say that you're amazing? Did you say it deep in your soul? I don't know. See, because of that, I think we're going to have to do it again. I know Melanie Inspires did it. So we're going to do it one more time to make sure that the rest of the folks on the call said that they are amazing and really believe that they are amazing.
I am
amazing! Charles has nothing to say. Come on, Charles, you got to say it exactly like I said it.
See, what y'all don't get to see is I get to see the hand motions and everything and her just leaning back and letting it go. Amazing.
Oh, Lord, please.
That was excellent. That was great.
Okay, everybody on the call, Tia, well, I know Tia, you can't say it because you got to shake your leg, but Tanisha, Yolanda, Zafara, I need y'all to make sure y'all said it the way I said it. Don't say it like Charles said it. Say it deep in your soul. I am amazing! Because you're amazing. Try it again, Charles. See, y'all, he does tell me no sometimes. All right, I can feel it.
Down in our bones. I am.
I am consistent.
Consistent. I am.
I am remarkable.
Remarkable. I am.
And here's our new one. I am entering my wealthy place.
I am entering my wealthy place.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all feel that? I am entering my wealthy place.
I am entering my wealthy place.
Yes, yes, because we are.
I know I am now. I am.
And I am blessed.
Blessed.
And highly.
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 Highly. Favored.
Favored.
Mm.
And I am.
And I am taking my business to the top.
Taking my business to the top.
Do y'all believe it?
I believe it.
Do y'all really, really believe it today?
I believe it.
All right, if you believe it, I need you to high-five yourself, high-five the phone, high-five somebody with you, say it loud and proud, get excited, and say, I am taking my business to the top.
I am taking my business to the top.
Woo-hoo!
Not even asking for it, I'm just taking it.
All right. Woo-hoo!
And taking it on in, and as I'm taking it on in and getting my business to the top, we all have to remember to turn around, reach back, grab someone else's hand, and take someone else to the top with you. Once again, like Teresa said before, it is not just about us. It's about who can I help along the way to get there with me. Are y'all in agreement?
Yes.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Yes, and y'all know we say this affirmation before each and every FNET experience because we believe if you keep speaking out a specific thing into the atmosphere about your life, your family, your business, that it will come to pass.
It not will might, come to pass.
Not might, not maybe. It will indeed come to pass. Speak like God. Speak positive. If you're speaking something negative, I need you to say cancel, 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 and then speak that positive thought and watch your life, family, business, and your all-around circumstances change. And it's going to change.
Oh, yes, they will. They will. They will change. We've seen them change. If I can give a 10-second testimony real quick just in regards to us speaking out everything that we've been speaking out just over the past few months, business has been what I've never seen it be before in the entire 7 years that I've actually had my business. And Teresa and I have been speaking this out, speaking out the affirmation, touching and agreeing in a lot of things. And just yesterday, we're actually at an event. And there are actually times where I would tell people what I do. And for those that don't know, I do insurance and everything like that, life insurance specifically. And a lot of times it's, oh, yeah, we're good. We're good. Almost everybody I've talked to just over the past weekend, when I tell them what I do, the reply has been, oh, yeah, you know what? I need to talk to you. And I talk to someone else. Oh, yeah, I need to talk to you. And God is just opening those doors left and right and left and right. And I know it's nothing that my hands have done. But when God opens that door, how many of us believe no man can shut it?
Yeah.
So all I'm doing is just walking through those doors that he's opening, experiencing those blessings, and just basking in it and saying, thank you, Lord.
That's right. Amen.
That's all we can do.
That's all we can do.
And to piggyback on that, last week, if you were not on the call, Teresa and I actually spoke on, are you operating like a turtle or a giraffe? Now, those of you that were on the call, you know exactly what we're talking about because we went into detail about all of that. If you were not on the call, you do not have to miss it. It was a phenomenal call. And if you would like to go back and listen to it, you can listen to the replay on the website, epnetonline.com. If you need the spelling, it is E-P-N-E-T-O-N-L-I-N-E, epnetonline.com. And click on the box that says Monday Motivational Call and get a second blessing just for today.
Yes, last week's call was outstanding. Are you operating like a turtle or a giraffe?
Mm-hmm.
And inside the event notification on Facebook, we have some notes from that call. Make sure you check those notes out and also take a listen to the call. I'm not sure if our webmaster has the call up yet, but if not, it will be up by tomorrow at the latest. Make sure that you listen to that call because it is definitely going to double bless your soul. But today. But before we start, make sure you get out your pad, iPad, iPhone, whatever you do to take your notes, because today we have a special guest, none other than Lady Alice Giroux. And, you know, Alice has been on our call before. She was on our call earlier in the year, and she also did a phenomenal job on that call. So make sure that you go back through our replays. It's still out there, and make sure that you listen to that. But Alice is one of our FNET Elite members, and she's also the CEO of the 31 Woman, which specializes in helping our young girls go and grow into their full potential. Alice is awesome, awesome, awesome. She's a sweet spirit. So glad that we connected with her, and we're so glad she is part of the FNET family. And we're so pleased that she's back with us again today, y'all. She's back. So y'all want to make sure that y'all take some notes. Her topic today is be focused, be balanced, be productive. We are excited to hear what Lady Alice Giroux has to say. So, Lady Alice, are you on the call?
I'm here. Good morning.
Excellent. Good morning.
Good morning, sweetie pie. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm excited to be on the call this morning.
Wonderful, wonderful. So we're going to jump right in. Lady Alice, talk to us. What you got for the people today?
All right, so be focused, be balanced, and be productive. I'm going to talk about some very simple and practical steps that you can implement to help you stay aligned with your purpose. Now, some of these steps we're already very familiar with, but I think that we oftentimes need reminders because we get caught up in the busyness of life and we end up being distracted and thrown off of our path. And I think we oftentimes need to be reminded that, hey, let's remove the distractions and let's get back in line with our purpose. So we are going to just dive right on in, and let's first talk about being focused. Being focused really has to do with managing your time. It's time management, very simply. And the way you manage your time, you want to first start with a very foundational piece, and that piece is identifying what your core values are, not for your business, but for you personally. Your core values, and I hope you have a pen and paper, your core values are those things and those areas in life that are most important to you. So think about maybe the top 3 to 4 areas in life that may be very important to you. It could be your family, it could be your health, your business, your finances, your relationship with God. It's those areas that you are willing to give up your time, your talent, and your money for. What is it that you're willing to sacrifice for? Okay? So you want to identify what those core values are. And then once you're clear on what those values are, then you want to identify what is your purpose in life. What are you gifted to do? What are your strengths? What are your talents? What is it that God has called you to do specifically? And once you're clear on your core values and you're clear on your purpose, then it can serve as a way to help guide you into what activities you get involved in. It can help you to determine what relationships you entertain. And it helps you to become a lot more clear as to whether or not you are aligned with your divine purpose or if you've been thrown off track. Okay? So let me just give you a really simple example. Let's say, for example, you are offered a great opportunity by someone to partner in business with another person. You know the person is trustworthy. You think that the business deal is awesome. It would be an awesome opportunity for you. And it may really be a great deal. But if it doesn't line up with what your personal core values are and if it doesn't line up with your purpose, then you may have to think twice and reconsider, yeah, it's a great deal, but it may not necessarily be a great deal for you. Okay, so that's just a simple example. Now, also, as I mentioned, that it can also help give you some discernment on whether or not you should entertain or get involved in certain relationships, whether it be friendships or someone of the opposite sex. You want to be sure that whoever you connect with, they will be an asset to you and not a liability. I think we easily get caught up in relationships that are not necessarily healthy for us, and people can very easily, if it's not the right people, can easily pull you off of the path that God has called you to. So you want to be very mindful of who you connect with and who you attach yourself with. You know, you anybody that you connect with personally has access to your heart, so you want to be very, very careful in who you connect with. All right? So people are either pushing you towards your purpose or they're pulling you away. So you want to be sure that you know what your core values are, be clear on your purpose, and use that as a way to help guide you to stay aligned with your path. And then secondly, under time management, you want to be sure that you're setting goals. We all know this. This is very important. You want to set your long-term goals. You want to set short-term goals. And then you want to set daily goals. Your long-term goals can be anywhere from 5 to 10 years. Where do you want to be 5 to 10 years from now? And then you want to set your short-term goals. Where do you want to be 1 to 5 years from now? And then your long-term and your short-term goals then determine what are your daily goals. In other words, what's your itinerary for the day? And that's something that you should already have done at the beginning of your day. I usually write my daily agenda the night before. That way, my mind is already prepared when I get up in the morning for the day. Okay? And these goals help assist you in remaining focused on what matters to you most, and it helps you to identify any distractions that don't line up with those goals. And I have to just mention really quickly a fellow DEFNET member, Dr. Marcus Tappan. He was on a call a few weeks ago, and he's really, really great on offering information on goal setting. So I really encourage you to listen to that replay if you weren't on that call just a few weeks ago. He has some great information on goal setting. So distractions. That then leads me to my third point, and that is that you don't want to be distracted by demands, outside demands that may not be aligned with your purpose. This is, I think, very particular to the ladies. I think because we're naturally wired to be nurturers and caretakers, and we oftentimes feel very obligated to care for everybody and be there for everybody as much as we can, it's important for us to learn to say no sometimes. We end up feeling overcommitted and overwhelmed and wondering why we don't have enough time to accomplish our own personal goals. So you want to be sure that you learn to say no sometimes and be able to identify what are those distractions that may be disguised as urgent. Okay? Not every demand is urgent, even though it may be closed as urgent or closed as a mini emergency. Okay? So stay mindful of that. Be clear on what your values are and what your purpose is, and it will help you and position you when you're able to identify what those distractions are so you can stay aligned with your purpose. This is really important. Learn to put a premium on your time, okay? Mm-hmm. Protect your time because you are responsible for how you spend it, not anybody else, not family members, not your children. You're responsible for it. And time can only be spent. It cannot be saved. All right? So put a premium on your time. All right. So now let's move on to being balanced. Being balanced. And that is simply taking care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, I promise you, you won't be any good to anybody else. All right? So you want to be sure that you're taking care of your physical health. You want to get engaged in some kind of physical activity on a consistent basis at a minimum of 3 to 4 times a week. You want to improve your eating. We all know if we're not eating right or if we're not modifying certain foods, you want to stay mindful of that as well. You'll feel better. You'll improve your health. It helps to improve your mood. So you want to be sure that you will get involved in some kind of exercise. And then you want to take breaks. First, you want to take a daily break from work where you just pull yourself aside, whether it be for a few minutes to a couple of hours. If you want to just go to Starbucks, get a cup of coffee and read the paper, go to the bookstore, get a pedicure, or go to lunch with a friend, whatever that break is for you, depending on your schedule, you've got to get away on a daily basis just to relieve some stress, okay? And you got to take vacation. That's mandatory. You should take an annual vacation somewhere where you can enjoy life, take time out to smell the roses. Now, not everybody wants to travel far. If you're in a position where you can't travel far or you're just not up to it or maybe it's not in your budget to do a big vacation, you can do a mini vacation. Really simply, you can reserve a hotel room on the other side of the city for one night. And it may not seem like that's a big deal, but I promise you, all you need is just that time to get away from that environment that you see every day and to give yourself some time to breathe, to let your hair down, and enjoy life a little bit. And I promise you'll walk away feeling rejuvenated and brand new. So be sure that you take care of yourself. Integrating balance in your life acts kind of as a buffer. So when you have balance by taking breaks and pulling away from work, it ends up absorbing the negative effects that come from working long hours, such as stress and fatigue. So you got to give yourself some kind of an outlet so you can relieve some stress and help manage your stress as well, right? And then thirdly, be productive. Be productive. We are all wired to be producers, okay? Whether you are creating a product, whether you are producing a service, even if you're not a business owner, if you're working for an employer, you're also producing, okay? So keep that in mind. And God expects us to produce. In fact, he commanded us back in Genesis 1:28 to be fruitful. And that word fruitful is translated simply to mean to be productive, okay? So productivity allows us to be compensated for our work and to benefit someone else. So as we produce to take care of ourselves, our families, and to pursue the lifestyle that we desire and to pursue our financial aspirations, we want to keep in mind that productivity does not end with us, okay? God expects us to move beyond ourselves, to move beyond our own self-interest, and to make an impact on society, whether it be through your personal time, giving your personal talent, your money to bless others, or maybe even provide a solution to a problem or to a societal problem through your business where you end up making a local impact, a national, or even a global impact. So you choose how you design to give. You choose how you make your mark in the world. But just keep in mind that we're all gifted by God to make a contribution to society. And when you do so, then you will have brought in purpose to your productivity. So you want to pursue purposeful productivity. Just because you're busy, it doesn't mean you're being productive. You never want to just run on the treadmill. You're moving, and oftentimes we're fooled into thinking that we're being productive, but you end up going nowhere, okay? So that takes you back to being aligned with your core values and your purpose, all right? You want to pursue purposeful productivity. So let's recap. First step is to be focused. That's time management. Identify your core values, set your goals, your long-term goals, short-term and daily goals, and eliminate distractions and be quick to eliminate them. Second step, be balanced. You got to take care of yourself, get some physical activity, improve your eating, and take daily breaks and a vacation or a mini vacation. And then your third step is to be productive. We're all producers in one way or another. Be sure that you're being productive. You want to also accelerate your productivity, but be sure that you're just aligning with your purpose so that you are pursuing purposeful productivity. Remember, productivity does not end with yourself, but be sure that you're stepping outside of yourself to be a blessing to somebody else and to benefit someone else.
Awesome. Awesome. Alice!
Yes!
I am sitting over here, and I don't even know what to say to you. You are awesome. You may be stepping on my toes on a couple of them things, too. I just want you to know, because, you know, and we all know this, and one of the things that you said, which I thought was so phenomenal, you got to protect your time. And, you know, sometimes I get distracted because I get so many people that call me during the day, and now I'm trying to be a little bit more protective over my time. I just actually had a hotel sent me an email the other day and said, "Oh, I need you to call me. I want to talk to you about such and such and so." And I actually had to put my foot down. I said, "You know, I can't talk to you right now. Shoot me an email. I ask for some information." So rather than me getting on the phone, taking like an hour conversation, it's something that he could have shot back in a quick email. You know what I'm saying? So
right. It's
like you got to protect your time, and I'm doing a lot better job with that, but you did step on my toes on that one because I have been a bit guilty of giving my time to folks that really don't deserve it. Does that make sense? And that sounds horrible to say, but it's true.
Right, right. And then also with time management, you also want to be conscious with our time on social media. I mean, that applies to all of us probably.
Right.
You know, where it can easily serve as a distraction. It's a great way of getting away and getting entertained, but, you know, outside of the business aspect of posting your business information online, you know, we got to stay conscious of our time because it'll end up stealing and robbing you of your time if you're not careful.
Exactly.
So you want to be clear that, yeah.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things I know people say, "Oh, Tracy, you're on Facebook all the time." I'm really not. I post and I get off. I post and I get off, and so people are thinking that I'm on there, and sometimes my phone app is still going, but Teresa's running around doing other things. So you have to set blocks of time with that social media piece, too, and you schedule stuff out. And I know we talked about that, too, Alice, in our elite meeting, about, you know, starting to schedule things out, and that way it seems like you're on Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever all the time, but you're really not. You're scheduling things. You're going on certain times. And that way you're able to do other things. So that's an excellent, excellent point.
Yeah.
So awesome. Charles, did you want to say something?
I was actually just blessed with the whole thing this morning, and a lot of things about you saying somebody stepped on your toes or a couple of things. All I can say is I'm a witness.
Alice, you see what I have to deal with?
I stepped on my own toes with this message.
Absolutely. So, Alice, please tell everybody how they can get in touch with you. Do you have anything coming up that we can support you? Please tell the people what's going on in your life.
Well, this Saturday, I am holding a workshop for girls ages 8 through 12, where I am focusing a lot on some self-esteem building, confidence building, as well the division. It's a division that I created under the 31 Women called Girls of Virtue, and it's a free workshop this Saturday from 2 to 4 o'clock held in Arlington, Virginia. If you want more details, visit girlofvirtue.com. It is a free workshop, so if you have daughters, nieces, granddaughters, please bring them out. It would be a great, great, great event for them. And this, under the 31 Women, I'll also be holding a workshop soon for adult women sometime in November. So connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the 31 Women. On Facebook, you can also contact me through my name, Alice Giroux, and I can keep you posted on all upcoming events.
Now, Alice, spell your last name because you know your name is so exotic.
Okay. My last name is G-I-R-A-U-B. Alice Giroux.
Okay. Now, Alice, in the event feed, you saw where people sign up to be part of the call. Can you post your flyer for your event this Saturday?
Oh, yes, I can do that.
Yeah. So just go into that event feed and post your flyer. And everybody, please make sure that you connect with our speakers. These are people that you need to know. As you see, Alice has truly blessed us today with this topic because it's something that we all need to really pay attention to in our business. So please make sure that you connect with Alice, Alice Giroux, G-I-R-A-U-D, on Facebook and on Instagram and LinkedIn. You're under Alice Giroux too, Alice?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes.
So please make sure you connect with her. Lady Alice, thank you so much for being on our call today. This was good information.
Excellent.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. All right. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, everybody, make sure that you connect with Lady Alice. Bring out your mentees, your daughters, grandchild, nieces, whoever, to her event this Saturday. Lady Alice, you truly are a blessing. Now, we have a very important announcement, so please do not jump off the call. This is extremely important. But before I get to that announcement, let me just say real quickly, don't forget, the FNET Legacy Ball is coming. It's coming very, very soon, so please make sure you get those tickets. We would like to get those tickets sold out by the end of September. We usually don't get it sold out until like maybe a week before. We want to try to get it sold out a little earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
We have some things that we're working on, so you need to get your ticket quick, fast, and in a hurry. Now, for those who are on our top-level call, I mentioned something I think a week ago or two weeks ago that I'm giving a special discount to top-level callers. So when you go to check out, when you go to fnetlegacyball.eventbrite.com, it's going to come up and say enter your promotional code. If you type in the word top-level in lowercase, top-level in lowercase, your price will go back down to the early bird rate. So that is only until September 30th. I told you guys I was going to do that special for you, so make sure that you do that. I'll remind you guys a couple times before September 30th as well. But here's the special announcement, special announcement. Next Monday, we got a problem.
Uh-oh.
We got a problem, guys. Charles and I both will be out of town and will be unable to do the top-level call at 10 o'clock on next Monday. I know this is only the second time this year that this has happened. Last time we went to the White House, and unfortunately it was during the same time as the call, so we did it on Tuesday. That didn't seem to work out too well. People didn't like that. We had a few people on the call, but we didn't have near as many as we would have. So what we're going to do, I actually was just asked to speak at a conference. God is good. You never know. That's why I say you guys keep speaking things out. You never know what's going to happen. But I just got asked to speak at the exact time of our call. So unfortunately, I can't be on the call. And Charles is actually going to be in a conference, and he can't be on the call. So we've decided that we're going to still have the Monday motivational call next Monday. Listen up, and I'm going to put this out too. It's going to be at what time, honey? Because what time zone you? So
I'm going to be on the West Coast.
He's going to be on West Coast time. So 9 o'clock?
9 should work.
Okay. 9 p.m. Put it on your calendars. This actually may work out well for some of you guys. I already had a couple people that we actually had a guest on the call next week. We're not going to have that guest because she can't do it. So it's just going to be Charles and I. But I don't know. We may actually get another guest. We'll see. But it's going to be 9 p.m. next Monday. I'm going to put it out on the event feed. I want you guys to also make note, be on the call next Monday at 9 p.m. That is going to be the adjusted time for our call. So don't call in at 10 o'clock, y'all, because we're not going to be on the call.
Somebody's
going to call in at 10. So I'm going to try to keep telling everybody over and over and over. So just next Monday only, we're changing the call to 9 p.m., okay? So that's a special announcement. We're sorry about this. This is the first time this has ever happened in terms of that neither one of us could be on the call, because I was going to tell Charles if he could, maybe he could do the call by himself, but unfortunately he's going to be in class and I'm going to be speaking, so unfortunately we can't do it. So make note, next Monday, 9 p.m., and we will definitely hope to see as many of you as possible on the call. Hey, who knows? It might actually work out better for some of y'all. But just that time only, because, you know, we love our Monday motivational, because it really does pump us up for the week.
So some people might not have to just shake their legs.
Okay, yeah, Tia Tenacious, now next Monday, you ain't got no excuse. You should be able to stand up and yell that affirmation out and be ready to start your week. So next Monday, we'll keep reminding you guys, and we hope to see you on the call. So that's it. Make sure you keep those two announcements in mind. And once again, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us on this important call today. And remember, we are FNET, where we are passionate about connecting entrepreneurs and increasing their bottom line
one relationship
at a time. And guys, don't forget what Lady Alice said to us today about being focused. We got to be focused in our business. We got to be balanced in our business, and we got to be productive in our business. All right, guys. We love you, and we'll see you guys next Monday at 9 p.m.
9 p.m.
Don't miss it.
Y'all have a blessed week.
Take care.